hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by the Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, that to secure these rights, governments are instituted among men, deriving their just powers from consent of the governed, that whenever any form of government becomes destructive of these ends, it is the right of the people to alter or to abolish it, and to institute new government, laying its foundation on such principles and organizing its powers in such form as to them shall seem most likely to affect their safety and happiness. Prudence indeed will dictate that governments long established should not be changed for light and transient causes. And accordingly, all experience has shown that mankind are more disposed to suffer while evils are sufferable than to right themselves by abolishing the forms to which they are accustomed. But when a long train of abuses and usurpations, pursuing invariably the same object, evinces a design to reduce them under absolute despotism, it is their right, it is their duty to throw off such government and to provide new guards for their future security. The world is waking up, and this is the tipping point.
Ladies and gentlemen, Scott McKay here, Patriot Street Fighter, broadcasting from home, Dallas, Texas. This is the 13th of January, Friday. We have a returning guest, one of my favorites. There's a battlefield up in Canada. Two guys up there that are waging serious war. This is one of them. I haven't heard from Chris Sky for a long time. Maybe you can fill me in on him. But you're the two Canadians that come up to mind that are, you know, fighting the hardest for what's going on up there. But it's good to see. I know there's always amazing court cases going on with you guys. Be great to have an update to my audience where exactly you are in the evolution of your war up there against this power structure. So Christopher James, great to have you again on Patriot Street Fighter, brother.
Oh, it's a pleasure to see you, Scott. It's been a while since we got together. And in simple, thank you to all the incredible, my brothers and sisters in the United States. We've got a fight before us right now in this world that is, as we know, is off the charts. And an action just occurred yesterday, a very honorable, a very powerful action that can be applied to every man and woman, not only in North America, but around the world. We provided a document, a single page document, which I hope we can share with everybody here today, that went to an incredible woman who appears to be acting as the premier for Alberta. Her name is Danielle Smith. And within this communication, there's three questions that we're requiring her to answer right now. This is how simple I've made it, Scott, for everybody to understand what is going on at these courthouses, this massive corruption that's going on. The three questions are simply this. Can I read the letter? Do you have the letter we're able to put up on the screen for
ready
people?
To bring up here right now.
Beautiful.
We got it up here. Are we seeing it?
Yes, we are. Okay, that's great. Fantastic. So I just want everyone to understand the power of this very simple single-page letter. You can take Danielle Smith out of there and Tyler Shandro, a man who's acting as attorney general, and you can put your state, you can put your municipality, your chiefs of police. People are wearing these black robes that call themselves judges, okay? They are public servants, okay? They are never going to come forward and answer yes to the three questions. So let me explain what's going on up in here in Canada. We have massive treason that's going on at the federal level from a service corporation called Canada. All governments in the world, as you know, Scott, are service corporations.
Yep.
Service corporations do not write laws. People need to understand this. These bills, these codes, these rules, these statutes, they were all written by your fellow man and woman. And at the end of the day, unless you trespass against a man or woman and cause them wrong or harm, or you're in breach of a contract, then there is no court that you should ever be brought into. So let me read this to everybody. It goes to Danielle Smith, a Danielle of the Smith family, a woman who sometimes acts as premier for the Service Corporation Alberta, and then also to Tyler of the Shandro family, who acts as the attorney general for a service corporation Alberta. Remember, attorney generals are just your fellow man and woman that are acting for a legal department for a service corporation, no different than McDonald's, Burger King, etc.
Exactly.
So let's get into this. Regards, we the people require three questions answered yes or no immediately. And also an emergency Zoom meeting required. Greetings, Danielle and Tyler. Time is of the essence in this country that we the people have a simple conversation publicly right now. And this applies worldwide with everyone. This link that I provided here for everyone, please go to it, is the video communication on the public record. You will see me speaking to Danielle and Tyler, and also two other people are following behind me whose children are being trafficked, who have been taken from them from this massive corruption system that is occurring worldwide right now. Goes on to say, the provincial government of Alberta is a service corporation. Service corporations don't write laws. We, the people across Canada, see Danielle acting as a light to others as premier to protect and serve. And she appears to be a really great woman, but this is where the rubber hits the road. Okay. It goes on to say here, we, the people, require written reply post haste and on the public record to the following questions. One, does Danielle or Tyler or any man or woman under your control claim I, we, the people, or property? Two, Danielle or Tyler or any man or woman have contract privately I, or we, the people, or property? And three, does Danielle or Tyler or any man or woman have contract I, the people, or property with a service corporation? I, we the people, require written verifiable evidence produced immediately if your answer is yes to the above three questions. If the answer is no to three questions, then jurisdiction, which means control, over any man does not exist, fact, and that applies to every man and woman in this world, okay? I claim trespass, genocide, human trafficking, and malfeasance is occurring on your watch against we the people. I, we the people, require an emergency Zoom meeting to address, act quickly to stop this trespass occurring. God bless and Godspeed. I, Christopher, on behalf of the great people in Alberta, across this great country, Canada, and all around the world. So that's how simple this is, Scott. If every man and woman can grab that document, it's on my website. It's right on the front page of awarriorcalls.com. You can change up the whoever you're sending it to. This is the conversation we need to have right now, because the minute that everybody wakes up and realizes that these people do not write laws, they're writing policy for a service corporation, all of this corruption stops. They can't mandate masks. They can't mandate injections. They can't bring us into these corrupt courts and cause all this enormous wrong and harm against us. This is the hard reset that our world requires. And lastly, as my grandfather always used to say, Scott, you don't put the cart before the horse. And that's what we're all trying to do. We're all trying to fight in all these various different means. Anybody who's acting in a legal capacity, it's going to go nowhere. And a great man in the United States who I absolutely love is Tom Rentz. Everybody knows the work that he's doing in a legal capacity. Look what this man's doing. He should have been in the court last year, and he should have had these people held accountable. Yet he is being blocked at every stage. Why? Because these are not public courthouses. These are courthouses that are run by corporations, and they will only allow you access to it if you come into it with a lawyer, a member of a private society called the bar. Mm-hmm. So it's exciting right now where we're at, Scott, because if we can have this simple conversation with our world, it's going to be a lightning rod to stop all this wrong and harm. And I believe in my heart and soul that Danielle Smith, the woman in Alberta, she is a good woman. Again, her life experiences have created her consciousness, like all of us have. She's never been given the truth from day one since she's been born. And that's why these three questions is a simple conversation the whole world can have, because once we have it, Scott, and God bless you for having me onto the show today. Everyone's got to get active with this. The email address, all of you from around the world can email Danielle Smith and Tyler. Why? Because if it happens once in the world where they respond back and in writing and they put that no to those three questions, then the gig is up. Everybody understands the job that's required now to stop all this trespassing and start holding these people accountable.
You know, I learned there are two people that had a great impact on me understanding how this architecture is built. One of them was Sasha Stone. Sasha was the first guy that I ever, and I stole it from him, about these corporations are masquerading as governments, and they're corporations, like you said, they're corporations, they're service corporations, they're a company. And now they're trying to tell we the people what they can do it inside there. Like if you are McDonald's, you can't tell the person on the street what to do, but you can tell the person inside your building who works for you what to do, because you have a contract with them, an employment contract. These corporations have no contract with the people. Therefore, there's nothing they can do is enforceable lawfully. They'll put us in their kangaroo courts. What people don't know is that the court system is a bank. It is not a place that you're going to find that's there for justice. It's a banking system. Every single action in a court has a financial transaction tied to it. And when I learned from Russell J. Gold, who many people have seen in the three-part series that I released recently, concerning him capturing the Title IV flag, using quantum grammar to nullify all the contracts of these courts, governments, and their constitutions, so much so that when he captured that Title IV flag at the end of the third and final bankruptcy of the United States Corporation in 99, and there's an 18-day period where the crown, the British crown, has to vacate the postmaster general position of the United States. All these things people don't know, including myself going through high school and college. But the reality is, during this 18-day period, he was able to capture the Title IV flag, patent it. Of course, he went to the Pentagon right away because that's where he had to start. Went to the United Nations once he had the patent on the Title IV flag, which is one that we all see without the fringes around. And then he legged it into the United Nations, of which they voted on it. 200 nations voted on giving status of that Title IV flag to these lands of the United States. He then, of course, took possession of the Benjamin Franklin Post Office in this country. And back then, if you take any domicile on land, there's no commerce that can happen until there is a postmaster general that allows commerce on the land. And so I think that makes a postmaster general the most powerful position in a country, because there is no commerce on that land without the postmaster general. And when you're looking, and everything that we're seeing right now in this world are shipping and banking wars. That's what it is. Shipping and banking wars against the people. All the governments, by design, are at war with all of their people. Every national government on the planet, they're at war with the people. Everything that they do, this entire architecture was set up to maintain power and control and force us to do what they want us to do, which is work to print money so they can seize it, put it in their banks. But these are banking systems. They are not courts. They are not places where you can get justice. Everything is a transaction over a certain period of time in a court. They'll hold you for a certain time because they have to by their statutes. And then once they do, they can draw from your trust, that one that was set up when you were born in the United States with your birth certificate, all that kind of stuff. When people realize the simple things, like when you have a mortgage, right? When you have a mortgage with a bank, that mortgage, say it's $500,000, it's drawn from the trust that they started for you, traded on the markets, started for you once you were born, the day you were born, tens of millions of dollars in these trusts. So then that bank will take payment for that mortgage, and it gets paid in another way, and it gets paid when you pay them too. And they send you a statement in the mail every month. Here's your bank statement. It's not an invoice. You don't pay statements, you pay invoices. So what do? They send you a bank statement, you send them a check. You're paying them all over again for something they've already been paid for. And they're the ones that own and control the banks. It is a consistent blood-sucking operation of humanity all over the planet. Now, look, I have people that are close to me, friends, family. If I talk like this, they think I'm nuts. Like, that is crazy. And it doesn't bother me, because I just understand that everybody is so deep and so far into this matrix. And the movie Matrix was not a movie. It was a documentary. It was a message to the people to help them understand of what we are plugged into and what purpose we serve for them. And that's why we keep banging away like this, Chris, trying to help people understand, look, your government is not legitimate. It doesn't serve a legitimate function, a lawful function in your life. All the things that they forced us or tried to force people to do during the whole COVID bioweapon attack, taking the kill shot, all that stuff. They have no jurisdiction. They do not have the power. The only thing they have is power of perception. We perceive they have power. They say, stand at attention. We stand at attention. They tell us to sit down. We sit down. It's only perception. That's why a guy like Russell has gone up against the most powerful elements of that architecture on the planet. Going into the Vatican, they've all conceded. I've been at his house for 3 days. I saw the documentation with my own eyes. Right? They beat this guy damn near to death and starved him for 10 months when he went through this process. Took him 20 years to prepare. 1999, he makes his move, and they damn near killed him, but he wouldn't give up that Title IV flag. And everything that he's pushed back on them for this whatever amount of time he has, there are people inside the architecture of government, the military primarily, that know exactly who he is, that know exactly what he did, and they stand at attention in his presence. Say, how could that be? It's just this guy. Because they understand the things that we were never taught. They've seen with their own eyes what goes on inside this global criminal architecture and everything that they do, using our militaries, these war machines, to put other countries' leaders at bay who will not buckle to the Rothschild central banking system and everything else that they want from the resource side of those nations, they bring them to heel. And everything that they've done, including the wars that we fought, have all been illegal. That's why they killed. That's why they killed Pat Tillman. Pat Tillman is a hero. He sees what he sees, like we did. 9-1-1 leaves the NFL, goes into battle, becomes special operations guy, and he's actually publicly talking about these illegal wars that Bush is conducting. What happened to him? Taken out in friendly fire. None of it made sense. I think they took out Pat Tillman. But anyways, that being said, everything that you're doing up there in Canada is exactly parallel to what's happening in the United States. Same structure, same architecture, British Crown, Vatican. The Vatican controls the whole planet. Everything else is a subsidiary where they conduct operations against the people. Yep. So I commend you for what you're doing, but I think the disclosures are going to be coming out throughout this year. I heard the biggest ones are going to be the church. And that came from Amanda Grace, that the biggest booms coming out this year in this transitional period is going to be with or against or inside the churches. Again, the church system, another control mechanism with tentacles from the Vatican. I don't care if you're what denomination you are. It's all the same.
It's as you said, Scott, you know, the service corporations, remember, when you act in any role in this world, this is law that I'm teaching with everyone. This is not my opinion. When you act in any capacity other than a man or a woman, you don't have any rights. What do you have? You have duties and obligations. That's what all these people in these service corporations called governments have. They have duties and obligations to provide good faith and duty services to we the people. We have genocide going on right now in this world, Scott. Okay. And that's why it must be kept simple. You know, you so eloquently just spoke to, you know, the rabbit hole. It's such a deep, repugnant, disgusting. I've got over 20 years in this as well. I understand all the very tentacles, and there's probably stuff that I don't know, but the foundational truth that I've just shared with those three questions, that's the conversation our world needs to have right now. And with respect to Russell Gould and anybody else, anybody who's going to have a title as a postmaster, they are beneath the jurisdiction of any man or woman. God created man and woman. We are the creators of this world. And as soon as you act in any role, you do not have any rights or duties or you don't have any rights, only duties and obligations. Mm-hmm. And the work that Russell Gould's done, it's amazing. But again, if people start going down all those rabbit holes, yeah, you're going to learn some stuff, but we are never going to simply and powerfully take this evil down. And that's why those three questions, if you're not property in this world of another man or woman that they're coming forward, and you don't have a contract with any man or woman on the private side that you're their property, and you don't have a contract with any service corporation any man or woman is acting for in this world, that includes the judiciary, the bar, your governments, your municipalities, you name it, then no man or woman, no matter what piece of paper they put in front of you, has any jurisdiction over you, because you simply look at that man or woman, if they're trying to apply a code, a rule, or a statute to you, say, wait a second, Bob or Susie, who wrote that? Because whoever wrote that, they seem to believe that they're going to answer yes to those three questions. You see how simple that is, Scott? That's what I've spent my life making sure is out right now in this world to save this world. We must keep it simple and we must get active. And that's why everybody who can hear this conversation here today, please, please, I'm asking of you to email the premier, email this man, Tyler of the Shandro family, and attach this document to them and simply say to them, we require you in writing with your verifiable written evidence if you're not responding yes to those three questions. And when they don't do that, Scott, that's the conversation. As I said, my grandfather says, you don't put the cart before the horse. We're all trying to act in all these various roles to stop this enormous corruption that's in all these various tentacles around us, but we're trying to work at it within the system. We've got to have this basic conversation first, because once everybody understands the power of those three questions, there is no court in this world that is ever going to have jurisdiction. There is no action that's going to move against a man or a woman in a legal capacity, which is all based on constructive fraud, as you know, when those birth certificates are created in when we're born, not birthed. So the work that you're doing, Scott, is so important right now. We've got to keep our stick on the ice, because I think you're well aware of the massive death and destruction that is upon us. Mm-hmm. And it's only going to get worse. And they are pushing. It's either going to happen two ways. We either collectively come together with the great men and women in police and the military, and we get in that courthouse outside of the bar, and we access and move our claim in courts forward. That's what's required. This is all the only three questions that any man or woman needs to ask any of these people in government or doctors or whatever role they're acting in. And then after you ask those three questions, they answer no, then you hit them with the fourth powerful question. I require you to produce the evidence where COVID-SARS-2 was purified, isolated, full stop. Nobody in this world's got it, Scott. Christine Massey up here, we got over 215 FOIs from around the world, including the CDC, the FDA, everywhere, all the health agencies. No one has produced the evidence that has been isolated, purified. Mm-hmm. And there you go. Then the world knows that we're all lied to. Then the world all knows that none of these people have jurisdiction control over us. And then we can start to right this ship.
You know, I think this thing kind of went off the rails for them. They didn't expect this there to be any type of... Now, they did have to move up their plan because of Trump throwing sand into gears when he was elected in 2016. They had their perfect game plan. Hillary coming in, she was the second half of the plan to take down the United States that military intelligence intercepted. And, you know, they stopped it after Obama pushed us over a cliff. Trump came in, disrupted the whole thing. They had to speed their plan up dramatically. They were supposed to have a thermonuclear event, the whole sum of all fears operation they put in play whenever they had the uranium one scandal, Hillary selling Putin 20% of our, in fact, your country was involved too.
Yeah.
Selling that to Putin. So that didn't happen. That was going to be followed up roughly 2025 with the first phase launch of this bioweapon attack with they call COVID-19.
Yep.
It's so amazing how they put it in our face. COVID.
Yep.
Certificate of vaccination identification.
Yep.
It's amazing to me that they put this symbolism right in our faces. And we just continue on. We just continue on and continue on. Not us in particular, but over the years, it's interesting how many of us have been fighting this thing for decades, but I was actually fighting for it. Most of us were. We're thinking it's in the political realm. I want to get my guy in or my girl or over that guy or that girl because, and this is a perfect, this is, as I said to people for 3 years now, listen, Washington, D.C., these state legislatures around the country, all of it, it's a Broadway play, nothing more. Broadway play, you walk in, you sit down, you watch this engagement, you have your antagonist, you have your agonist, there's this, whatever it is, conflict resolution, the whole thing ends. Curtains close, everybody gets home. Some people are attached to one side, that dynamic, the other side. So they, you know, sort of still have some competing alliances in terms emotionally of how they respond to this type of entertainment. They leave and the actors go backstage, wipe their makeup off, get into different clothes, go have dinner together, knock down some beers together, right? So that's exactly what politics is, elective politics, Washington, D.C., same thing. That's why when you see one come out on a camera attacking the other party, attacking their nemesis, attacking the minority leader, attacking the Speaker of the House, once those cameras are shut off, they walk back in a back room, the person they're attacking, slapping a high five, good job, look great, it's got a couple beers. Why? We're watching a movie. You said it, you're watching a movie. It's a movie. Sure. It's all staged. The whole thing is staged. And I've been telling people this for years. I'm like, listen, I don't care who you're voting for. These people are criminals. They're corrupt, all of them. You say, come on, every one of them. Damn near. Let's say Jim Jordan, for example. I love Jim Jordan. Badass NCAA wrestling champion. Acts like a badass up there when he's on at his seat in the House committees. And how do I know Jim Jordan's not playing out that role? How do I know? I don't know. I don't believe he is. But that's what they've done for 1,400 years, the Khazarian mobsters. That's what's called controlled opposition. Now, I'm not saying Jim is. I'm just saying, think in your mind, you have to question everything. It is plausible that there are people that are in government, House, whatever, Senate, that you truly think. Because I was there. I helped him get elected. I've known him forever. Do you know how many people out there in places like Hollywood, women married to some of the top producers, executive producers, or funders, developers of film industry who are full-blown Satanists murdering kids and they don't even know it? Say, come on. I know that to be true. I've met with probably four of them all at one time. And that there was a certain discussion that myself and Sasha Stone were having once because this exists and there's something that they want to do. But the reality is that's how well these people cover their tracks. So the whole idea of elective politics to me is a total waste of time. Yeah, I know we have to return the Stolen Diamonds of 2020. We need to keep pushing on that. All the people around the Trump, the whole Trump machine, everybody knows the election was stolen. You say, well, what about that? It's just, it's Broadway play. Who cares? From his point of view, the way I look at it, he and the alliance powers are fighting this machine from the inside on their territory, inside their own architecture. That's the best way to bring it down. Like, you're going to go infiltrate a motorcycle gang, right? You're going to take one down. It's like a really bad one. You don't just send cops in there, guns in there. They have an infiltrator that goes in there, and he's going to do things that has to make them absolutely believe for certain he's one of them, which means they're going to do whatever they're told to do. Just like our politicians, same thing. They do whatever they're told to do. They have no independent thought. Now, they may think that when they get there, but in time, if they don't leave Congress in 2 or 4 years, or if they don't leave the Senate after a term, then you know they're one of them. How? Because they're read in. They are told who they are, what they can get away with. Here's how it's going to be. This is what you're going to do. And if you don't do it, here's what comes next. And then what do they start to do? They do it. Why? They want to stay, be part of the club. They want to be one of the important people in the country. And until we get our mindset in a place where we understand it's complete bullshit, all of it, Chris, look how hard you've been fighting. You made massive progress in the last 2 years, but for 18 prior to that, nobody's listened to you. Look how long you've been at it. But the last 2 years are listening. There are people like us that are coming out and saying there's the American state national movement moving through this country, you know, legitimate or not, right? Doesn't matter. People in their mind have the construct that I'm going to get my American state national status outside of the corporation. You have no jurisdiction. A lot of these people are running around with passports from the State Department that says, do not detain, do not interrogate, American state national. You have those that are sovereign through Russell J. Gold's claim for the life, went through that process at one phase to go yet, right? Claim for the life. I own my life. I'm outside of your entire Vatican structure. That's global, the outside of the whole global structure. Now that this is becoming prevalent, I think we have a chance because people can look at you, they can look at me, other people and say, you know what? That music they're playing is crazy. But they're not crazy. Like, these are sane, rational people. And it's not just a couple of us. There's a lot of us now that are sane, rational people saying, folks, and we're all saying the same thing. Folks, this is a crime syndicate, the entire structure. And the two things that when I first started broadcasting, total amateur, right? Started the radio show 2020, rain in a shitstorm. Calling, this architecture what it is, a crime syndicate, right? I kept calling a crime syndicate. I never heard of the term Khazarian Mafia before I did my research that Gordon Duff had put out there years ago. Never heard, and I've been doing this for a long time, digging up anything I could find for decades. Never heard of Khazarian Mafia. Did my research. I'm like, now I see how this makes sense. So now what's happened? Everybody uses the term Khazarian. And I'm saying that I started it. I don't know. I can just tell you. I've been doing this a long time. I've never heard of Khazarian Mafia until I did my research and I just started. Then I attached it to them, the Khazarian Mafia, because it is. They're infiltrated. Crime syndicate. Right out of the gate, calling Washington, D.C. a crime syndicate. And it took a couple of years. Even I listened to S20, always says criminal syndicate. The actual term, the proper term is crime syndicate. Same thing. That's what he always says. Folks, it's criminal syndicate. And we're planting those seeds everywhere. And people are starting to get it. Scumbags, same thing. I started right out of the gate. They're scumbags. What's happened? Everywhere people are using the term scumbags on these politicians. So what we're doing now is we're rebranding how people think of these bastards. They're criminals. They're scumbags. They're Khazarian mobsters taking orders from somebody else. And they're getting it. So once they do get it, folks, why do you think your life or all the lives of people in these countries seems to never get much better as a whole, but the politicians get rich as hell. Their lives always get better, treated like rock stars, celebrities, everybody kissing their ass. But over decades, has life gotten better for the people on the planet? As a whole, it never does. Nope. It never does. But these bastards constantly are rising in wealth, power, affluence, influence, never stops. And at some point, you got to draw the conclusion. The hell's going on here? Because at the end of the day, I know this. God didn't create a planet of scarcity. It's a planet of abundance, right? We never really thought that way. But now we can because of the amount of gold that they captured from these bastards that they've sequestered from humanity for thousands of years while people are starving in the street, freezing to death in Dallas, Texas on the street when the temperatures were hitting in the 20s and below. Freezing to death while the Vatican's got 150 miles of stored gold in the tunnels that they've seized, right? The church, the religious leaders, putting their heart and soul out for humanity, right? I was going to make a hand gesture there. I'm glad it didn't come up. But
if we don't get a hold of this, Scott, that's the problem, right? If mankind does not wake up and understand the simplicity and the power of those three questions, that you're not property and that contract makes a law between any man or woman, that's what freedom is. And that's what many of our brothers and sisters, our grandfathers, our great-grandfathers have died for in multiple wars. We've got to wake up the world. The world has got to wake up to the simple truth, because then that's when we can finally go in and root out all this evil. If we're just going to sit back and with respect and call people names or whatever, it's not going to get the job done. We know this corruption, this evil, but they are murdering our children, our elderly, our friends, our family with these injections. And mankind has got to pull their heads, pardon my language, out of their ass, Scott, and wake up. Those three questions apply to every man and woman in this world. Start using those when you get into conversations. If a man wearing a badge of police officers pulled you over, or he's talking to and he's requiring information or something from you, you ask him those questions. Excuse me, Bob, am I your property? You got a contract with me, I'm your property. You got a contract with me with the service corporation you're acting through right now that I'm property. Otherwise, you better have a verified claim of trespass that I've caused wrong or harm. Otherwise, that man has no business talking to you.
I'm going to ask how this simple again. This is. I'm going to comment on it again. So three questions. Do you have under your control a claim on me as property? No.
All you simply say, Scott, is there a claim I've trespassed causing wrong or harm? That's it.
Hold on a second, because I know people were reading documents. When they read documents, if it's not clear, they just walk away. Does Danielle or Tyler, any man or woman, does Scott McKay, do I, under your control, claim I property? I don't understand what the small I means.
Well, the small I is through the use of capitalization, capitis dementio, when you look it up.
Don't you say claim me as property? Why'd you say claim I property? That doesn't make
sense. There's a reason why I'm putting the I there, because that generates, why is he using a small letter I? You see, through the use of capitalization, in law, a man is diminished to the capacity of a person. That is why the capital I has the head lopped off. That's why you see the little dot there. That represents an I of a man or a woman. So that's why I use that when people see that. And property is the key thing.
Let me ask you this. Forget the paper. We're not looking or even going to read verbatim. Not even going to read a verbatim because it's confusing me. If it's confusing me, it's confusing them. Ask me the question number one. If I'm law enforcement trying to take you, arrest you, just ask me the question in your words.
Do you have a verified claim I've trespassed causing wrong or harm?
Okay, now why doesn't it say that right on number one? It doesn't say those words.
No, because we're discussing how Danielle, people, our fellow man and woman, how they are acting. In order for a man or woman to act against you, well, there's either a contract that you've agreed to and consented, or they claim that you're property.
I'm aware of that. I think the people got that point, but here's what I know. I'm a literal reader. Like I'm a punctuation and grammar Nazi. Even in text messages, it drives me crazy. Always going back and correcting this stupid voice to text.
Yep.
But I'm trying to see... Because oftentimes when you're writing in somewhat legal terms or what...
Nothing is written in legal terms. Remember that word property, Scott, is deadly. It's deadly to the bar. It's deadly to people that are wearing these black robes. No man or woman can administrate property without right. Learn the power of three words. Property, trespass, and who. Property covers everything. Your rights, your hopes, your dreams, everything. Not just your physical items. My flesh and blood, this is my property. The only one who I am under control of is my creator. And other than that, I have a duty to protect and serve my fellow man and woman. I don't need to work for a service corporation. And that's why that word property's got to get into the hearts and minds and soul of a man or woman. Because if you're not property of another man or woman, and a man wearing an outfit acting in law enforcement has pulled you over at the side of the road again, you have a right to travel on these public roads. I don't require a driver's license to go from point A to point B. And I've proven that many times, as I'm sure you've done on your show. That's why you've got to stand on that square and understand words are paramount in what you use. And when you use anything outside of the word property or trespass, as I'm saying here, if I don't have a contract with any of these people for the service corporations they work for, then how do they have jurisdiction control over I or Scott or any man or woman? They don't have it, Scott. And you keep it simple. When you learn to stand on that square, this court system can't get a hold of you. And that's why we've got to find a way with law enforcement's waking up. You should see the response I've had over this last couple of years. You hit the nail right on the head when you said, you know, people were ignoring us for, you know, they've been ignoring it for 15, 20 years. They laughed at us. Not anymore. The police are contacting me because they realize they've been lied to. They realize they understand the difference between legal and lawful. That's why you got to be careful when you say that's illegal. Well, legal only applies to that which is incorporated. Lawful applies to...
I'm going to pause you right there for a second.
Thanks, man.
So we took a real quick pause there, folks. For about the 50th time, I've spilled whatever I'm drinking all over the place. All these documents are now soaked with coffee, my leg. I was like, we're going to pause for a second. I was going to try to sit here and roll through it. But here's what happened. This desk I sat at, it's probably quality-wise, you consider it relatively cheap. So with the like the wood, whatever they cover it with, it's probably, I don't know what to call it, but veneer. And so I'm sitting here thinking, yeah, all of this coffee can sit here until we're done. Then I realize, no, this stuff absorbs it. It sucks it in and it'll be raised in that. But I'm like, hold on. I got to get a towel clean.
God bless you.
God almighty, it drives me nuts. But that's what I'm showing you folks here. You can actually make an impact in this world, right? I've got a Fisher Price. I always make fun of my Fisher Price outfit here, my Fisher Price studio, and doing shit like this, you know, it doesn't matter. All you imagine is your voice. You just have a voice and come out and fire away these bastards and tell people what the truth is. That's the only thing that matters. So
that's what I love about you, Scott. I mean, the work that you've done again over the last several years has been fantastic. You've got a heart of gold. You're a light to the people of the United States. And we're not alone right now. I think you know that. We've got a lot of people coming to the table, military, police, the people now. It's their turn. It's time for them to stand up and get this done with all of us.
Yeah, and that's the great thing, seeing this kind of movement. You were talking for a minute ago. Well, let's get back. I want to stay focused on a document because I just, again, from a point of view of somebody, the average layman, Joe Lunch Bucket kind of guy, that is going to read this and okay, the three questions. I want to hear the three questions that they need to ask them. Now, your question number one obviously pertains to number one, but I'm trying to figure out the wording here. Does Danielle or Tyler, we know who they are, or anybody, whoever the man or woman is, does Danielle or Tyler under your control? Shouldn't it say are Danielle or Tyler? Not does. Shouldn't it say are Danielle or Tyler under your control? Claim them property.
Yeah, I'm just asking them specifically, does Danielle or Tyler, do you claim that I am your property?
Okay.
Right? That I property.
That's where the confusion is. I understand what you're saying. That's very easy and very clear. But if I shoot this document out, hey, folks, here's three questions. And a guy reads this. I just got pulled over and he puts his name in here. He's not going to know how to ask the question.
Oh, no. Hang on a second. We're talking about something. Okay. We're talking about something different from a traffic stop if you're getting pulled over.
Or
this here is just simply drilling down. Do these people claim that we the people worldwide are their property in our country? Yes or no? No, okay, well, do you have a contract on the private side? Well, the reason I use the word private, that means as a man or a woman. Remember we talked about acting? If you're acting in a role as a premier or an attorney general, you're not in the capacity of a man or a woman. Only a man or woman can act in that capacity. But in that role, you're in a fictional capacity, which the legal realm operates under. So in a private capacity, Danielle and Tyler, are the people your property? Do you have a contract with us privately? Nope. Well, then that only leaves when you're acting now for the service corporation, the third leg of it. You got a contract with the service corporation you represent that we, the people, are property. No, then that means nothing that they say, nothing that they put pen to paper. People that create these laws are called legislatures, same in the United States. Are they going to come forward and answer yes to those three questions, Scott? No. So that means simply, so everyone understands, nothing that a man puts to pen to paper applies to you. Anything that they're pointing to in writing, unless they're going to answer yes that your property, they got a contract privately or a contract with you on with the service corporation, whoever wrote that your property, then that doesn't apply to you. You nailed it on the head when we started. If McDonald's or someone came out from their corporate structure, you know, and they tried to apply their policy, that's what all this stuff is against we the people outside of their, you know, their corporate structure, that doesn't apply to you or I. If the man acting as the top legal department for the McDonald's, if he pulled you over, that'd be easier for people to understand. At the side of the road, you'd say, well, who are you? Right? Is there wrong or harm? Is there a verified claim I've trespassed causing wrong or harm? Is that why you've got your lights on? I don't know how it is in the United States, but in Canada, the police and their Police Services Act, that's part of their duties and obligations. They're not allowed to put their lights on unless there's an emergency. So where was the emergency? I could see if maybe my taillight was out or if I had hit somebody and I didn't know it, God forbid. But when they're pulling you over, they're under the presumption, they're believing that you're operating under a license. And again, no man or woman in this world requires a license to do anything, Scott, especially the doctors. This is why the doctors are tearing up their licenses. This is why we need to get the bar members to tear up their bar cards, because it all boils down to trespass. Unless you trespass against a man or woman and there's a verified claim that you've done that, then no man or woman that's wearing these outfits, again, they've all been indoctrinated to believing that you have to operate under a license, you have to have insurance. I'll tell you this, I got in a little accident there about 3 months ago in Toronto. I don't have insurance for my automobile. They won't give it to me because I don't have a license. So what happened with it? I settled it honorably with the man on the private side, and we went our separate ways. It was my fault. I took responsibility for it. I paid for the damages to be corrected, and that's the end of it. That's why I mean, we don't need these third parties, people coming from service corporations, injecting into it police. Now I'm going to lay charges against you. And, oh, you were doing this. Well, that's going to cost you more points on insurance. As you said, again, eloquently, the whole thing is a racket. And we can create, and like the doctors right now need to create their own insurance company for themselves outside of these medical boards. They need to have their own collective group of people that are outside, again, of these medical boards that are all controlled, right? It's massive, massive corruption. So the doctors are learning this. Everybody's hitting the ground running. But most importantly, Scott, we need the great men and women in the United States and Canada and around the world to wake up, because it's happened in the court structure in Australia, the other court that I sent to you. A man was in court there, and we've got the actual transcript. The judge ran from the bench after he said to her, do you claim I property? See how powerful that is? She said, yes, you are my property. And she ran. So we've called her out on it. Produce the evidence upon which you rely that man's your property. You, Susie Q, you're acting in a role for a service corporation, acting as a justice. You're supposed to provide good faith and duty services. There's no claim in front of this court, right, that this man's trespass causing wrong or harm, and no one's bringing a contract forward. So what's going on here? They're bringing in that legal fiction that was created when we're born, the birth certificate. Yep. So, and that's how simple it is. You know,
that's what Russell says all the time. They're operating in the fiction. They're operating in a non-reality, a non-truth. It's a fiction. The whole thing is a fiction. He used that word all the time, and it's finally sunk into my head.
Yep.
They're operating in fiction. It's not a truth. It's not a reality.
That's right.
I think the important thing, like, that's why a lot of these doctors are now, they're ripping their licenses up, saying they're starting a private membership associations, which just means what? If you have a private membership association, right? You're not operating in the public. It's not open to the public. It only is, it's a service or access or whatever, only on a private group of members who become members of your association, whatever they call it, right? Yeah. Which means because they're not operating in the public, open to the public, like public service is some form of government, some form of a corporation masquerading as a government that you're doing contract with, or in a fiction world, call it contract or not, there really is none. But in a private situation, you're outside of the reach of these local jurisdictions, health departments, FDA. I'm not operating in a public capacity. This is just being a group of private people. Therefore, the FDA, none of these people can get their tentacles into your private membership. And you go on conducting the exchange of services with the people, we the people, without their bullshit, trying to put you out of business, or like a mafia, I want to say tax you, but extort money out of you. You have to, I need a business license to operate here. No, I don't.
No, it's you don't. A
private membership club. That's all it is.
And that private membership club, which you're actually referring to, again, there's a consent. There's agreement between people that I would wish to use your services, right? There's nothing wrong with that. Where, again, the rubber hits the road. If a trespass occurs, God forbid, you know, that man or woman that's acting in a role as providing health services to you, if they do something that injures your body, they give you something, some type of wrong, you can be liable for that. We understand that, but you're absolutely right. That's what it is. They are working in the public. They're out there in the public. Hey, if you wish to use our services, we have a private members group here that you can become one of our members, consent to it, fill out a form, sign it, and that's it. It's the relationship between a man or woman. You're removing that tentacle like you so eloquently spoke about. That's corrupt, called government, right? Yep. I'm not against government, Scott. I don't think you either, too. The problem is that we don't have a government that's by and for the people. We have governments that are by the corporation, of the corporation, and for the corporation. And that corporation, that's what's created when we're born. That's what the legal person is. When we're born in hospital, they create it immediately, unbeknownst to us, and then they register anything we buy with our properties, as you know, that all capital name, that government ID is used at a bank. We had one of my first cases on my website, the Maneri family. I had them go to the bank and they tried to get them to change their name, because you'll always see in your bank statements, your name's in all capital letters. So they got their correct ID done, upper and lower case, all notarized. They went to the bank and said, hey, they've had a perfect, you know, financial standing with this bank for 34 years or whatever, 50 years. They go in there, the bank manager says, she says, that's odd. I can't change it from all uppercase to, you know, upper and lowercase. She says, let me send this off to head office and we'll get this corrected for you. Sure enough, 2 weeks later, they get a very pointed letter from the CEO of the bank saying, you have 90 days or 60 days, whatever it was, to remove your funds from the bank, because we don't want to wish to have clients like you that operate, you know, whatever. They were basically calling them that they were nut jobs or whatever. And here's a farmer family that's never bounced a check. They've run a beautiful farm all their lives or whatever. And they basically, this is the problem. The bankers are scared. Everyone's scared that people are going to understand that difference, Scott, that you've talked about, legal and lawful. And that's why that word property is deadly. When you can get that in your heart, your mind, and soul, when I speak to the police that are great people, they realize it now and they're getting pissed off. They realize, because when they find someone's trespass causing wrong or harm, they hand their casework that they do off, knowing that this man or woman is guilty of what they've done, and they give it to a man acting as a crown attorney. And then once it goes into the crown attorney's office, things go sideways, because it's not based on law. And that's what you simply need to understand. How it should work, Scott, is these great men and women in law enforcement, when they uncover a trespass where a verified claims come in that Bob or Susie here has caused wrong or harm, and they've got them nailed every which way since Sunday, that man or woman that investigated, acting as a police officer, they need to move their claim in court before the people at a public courthouse outside of the bar. Lay the evidence down. This is the claim. This man trespassed. This is the damages that he's done. Leave it to the jury, and the jury will decide then and there whether that man's claim be true or not. Of course, after they hear from the man that's appearing to defend himself. And that's how simple this should be, Scott. The bar is terrified because it makes, you know, Trump, you know, I'm not, we won't get into the Trump thing, but there's one great thing that Trump's brought out recently, and I show it on my end of my streams like last night. It's called the quick trial, he refers to. And it's only 2 hours long. Our way that we're talking about here, it wouldn't last any more than 15 minutes in a court. They don't answer yes to those three questions, and they better bring forth a contract or basically a verified claim that we've caused wrong or harm to a man or woman. But Donald Trump brought out a great thing. You know, basically they put a bullet in these people's heads that are causing all this genocide, this wrong and this harm, and they mail the bullet to the family when they're done. And as far as I'm concerned, this genocide that's occurring right now in our world, a bullet is too good for these people, but we must root this evil out. I'm not a violent person, Scott, and neither are you. But if you're coming after my fellow man and woman worldwide, what do you think the good people in this world are going to do? We're not going to stand down anymore. We're going to fight back. And this is how you do it publicly, powerfully, because Danielle's got to answer yes to these questions. And if she doesn't answer yes, or Tyler, then where do you get jurisdiction? See, it's the key words. Where do you have jurisdiction that says there? Over we the people. You don't have it. Then how are you mandating and destroying people's businesses and locking them up? We got a guy in Alberta with a pizza shop. Because he didn't check for whether people had vaccination passes, he had the police come down on him. They shut his business down. They threw him in jail. I don't know if they threw him in jail, but they're basically taking him to court, and they're leveling all these massive fines against them. It's like Pastor Art Artur, up here in Canada. Yeah. He was locked up again. And what did he do? He went through this legal system.
Was he locked up? Is he in jail again?
No, he's out again, but he got locked up a couple of times since he got released and released. It's a dog and pony show, and that's why I try with all my heart. I had Pastor Art on my broadcast 2 years ago, but for whatever reason, he doesn't want to stand on that square when I'm showing him. Here's documentation I've already done with the Alberta government when people were getting the same type of fines, you know, for the vax passes or whatever. And basically, once I did the three notice process and the tacit agreement, which you see on my website with Aaron's recently, which everybody needs to see, the Crown attorneys wrote back and they withdrew all the charges. See, there are good people within the system, Scott, that when they realize this, they go, oh my God, you know, this is correct. We don't have the right to force these people to pay any money or drag them into court, or we're going to be held liable on the private side.
There you hear it, folks. These are practical applications in our world today. Yep. And again, I can't overemphasize this enough. Once again, in the world you're in, the world I'm in, these people are corporations masquerading as government. They're illegitimate. They're unlawful. They don't have jurisdiction over your life. The only reason that it happens to go that way, we don't know any better, and we say, okay, and we acquiesce to their demands. And once you do, you've accepted their offenses, unlawful, even though you've accepted their offenses onto you because you acquiesce and you say, okay, take me in.
Perfect. That's a beautiful word you just said there, Scott. Acquiesce. Because when you send these people three notices and they don't respond, any man or woman, if someone's making a claim or trying to move a court against you, you contact them about this, produce the verified claim I trespass or the contract you're relying upon that a debt be due, true or past due. When you send that to them three times, and they acquiesce, which means they don't respond, then in law and also on the legal side.
In law. You said the keywords. In law. Three times in law, then your basically wish is granted. That's written in law. If they do nothing, it becomes automatic.
They're confirming that your claim be true, that there is no debt due, etc. And then you send them a tacit agreement. Look that up, people. This is what the bar is using against the people all the time. They'll drag you into court and say, well, I sent these three communications to Bob or Susie here, you know, and they never responded back to me, right? And that's why you always respond back to them. But they never responded back to me. And in their world, the judge will say, well, yep, you got a tacit agreement. They may ask you one more time, are you going to respond to it now here in the court? And again, if you're in that court, you've already hung yourself. But that's what a tacit agreement is. And once you've got that tacit agreement, oh my goodness, it's powerful, Scott. It's powerful.
Well, people have to understand that the bar that you all know of and have had enormous respect for to some degree over the course of your life is actually, I might have the term wrong, I'll be corrected here in a second, British Accreditation Registry.
No, you're right on the money, brother.
Accreditation Registry. These lawyers they're read into and then passed as accepted into the British Accreditation Registry. What the hell does the British have on the United States people, American people, where they still have power and controllers? A friend of mine I did business with a number of years ago. His name's Kenny Andam from Ghana. He was moving money around for the Rockefellers. I mean, he was like a kid driving in college. He was the second fastest guy probably in the world on the track team. Freddie Franks was number one. He was number two in the same team at BYU. He's got a Lamborghini. He's a college student, et cetera, because he was a computer programmer, a brilliant code writer. But whatever his skills were, he was moving money around for the Rockefellers. I was on the phone, or I was with him one day. He's like calling David Rockefeller right there when I'm on the phone. I didn't know, you know, any of this stuff back then. This is 2010, but he kept saying, "Man, you're still under control of the crown. Man, you don't know what you're talking about." He's got that South African accent, and then he took a marker board. We were in an office, and he took a marker board. And he started drawing out the entire structure. He's like you have the two shipping companies or certification operations, UNESCO and VESCO. Every ship in the world on the water has to have one of these two flags. Like thinking to myself, he draws this whole thing out. I'm thinking, so what makes these two people, entities, companies, or whatever, able to say, how come there's not one? How come there's not four? What gives them the power to say, you can't put a ship on the water without your flag? If you do, we'll sink you, or whatever they do. And I start thinking back then, who showed up first and said, hey, this is what needs to be necessary, and I'm going to be the guy you got to pay. it's mafiosa. All That's of it. Right. The whole thing That's is right. mafiosa. And I'm thinking,
there's that key word you said, Scott, ship, right?
Yeah.
Citizenship.
Ship.
Now, people starting to get this,
city,
right?
Yeah. City, zen, right? City, yeah. zen,
yeah.
ship. All the terms that they use. Docket in a court. Docket. What? The court is a dock. It is not, it's operating on land, but because of admiralty law, it's really not, it's an off land, basically a pirate execution chamber. It's the best way I can describe it. And that's why all the terms fit in with shipping. That's why they call it a dock, docket. You and look
that's
at
why the bar, the language, yeah, say, that's why the bar is committing inland piracy.
Inland piracy.
On the books. Bingo. Because their jurisdiction, the bar, remember, land, that's what law stands for. Land, air, water. They're the three jurisdictions of law.
Right.
W stands for water, the law, the sea, admiralty law. That's what lawyers are trained in. Contract law. I know a lot of great people that are lawyers, and they're seeing this stuff now. They're going, oh my God, what have we been doing all this time? So it's coming. Remember, Rome wasn't built in a day, and the wheels of justice turn slowly. But right now, the genocide that's occurring, that's why I'm hoping, Scott, through these communications we're doing here, it's going to wake people up, and you've got to get active. You've got to start communicating to your fellow man.
Closing out, last three questions. Last three seconds. Or what are those three questions again? Number one.
Do you claim iProperty?
Okay. Do you claim iProperty? Number two.
Do you have contract with me on the private side, iProperty?
Do you have contract with me, sir, on the private side of iProperty? And three is?
I require you to produce the contract with the service corporation you're acting through.
That or can you produce a contract from the service corporation that you're acting through? Can you produce that? All three of those have to be no's. Okay.
That's it.
Then you need to walk away, sir.
That's right. And this applies to taxation, the CRA, police, whatever. It's not about you being, difficult, whatever. This is law, right? These people are putting their lives on the line every single day in law enforcement, and they've been lied to. Their own brethren now are also being poisoned by these vaccinations, and that's why they must get this truth in their heart, minds, and soul. All of us has a job to do here, Scott. And I say to the good men and women in police and military, you've been trained to arrest people to go into the most horrific situations around the world. My specialty and many other people's, my professional background, is to be able to get into that public courthouse and move a warrant for the arrest of people under common law, outside of the bar.
Yep.
That's what I require their assistance for, because every man and woman, I'll leave this with everyone, every man and woman has a right to move a claim of trespass against any other man or woman at that public courthouse outside of a legal society called the bar. And they're using the rules of civil procedure to block all of us. And anytime we put these massive truths into the court, they say they're vexatious litigation and frivolous. This is what they do in order to keep us suppressed. And that's that bar accredited registry system that was created a very long time ago.
It's all wordsmithing. Yep. It's all word. You walk into their courthouse, you've already lost.
That's right.
Right? You've already lost. Anyways, brother, it's great to see you again. To get a chance to wish you happy.
Too,
it's been too long since I talked to you, but let's stay in touch. You have a gentleman you want to connect me with. Going to keep up offensive operations from Dallas, Texas here, buddy. And proud of you. Much love to you up there for being a consummate badass.
And everyone out there, and everyone, if you do get a chance, please go to my website, awarriorcalls.com. You are seeing in real time right now the correct conversation. That's what we have to have with everybody right now. And if we can do this collectively together, we can get this done. We need your help. We need your support right now. Come together as one. It's the same truth that applies to all of us. I love you, Scott. I love my brothers and sisters in America and around this world. Let's get this done, bud.
Much love to you. We'll have that link, A Warrior Calls, in the description below. Make sure you click on that. It should be a hyperlink where you can click it. I don't know if Rumble's got some weird stuff going on. People are saying, hey, Scott, these links don't work. If you put a hyperlink in, they should automatically open up. But I'm telling you, all these companies, tech companies, I don't trust any of them, Rumble or whoever. I've seen some weird stuff. But ladies and gentlemen, that's a wrap. We'll be back to you here. Come up next week, Tipping Point Revolution Radio, Monday, 8 p.m. Eastern to 10. Ladies and gentlemen, Patriot Street Fighter out. Ladies and gentlemen, Scott McKay here, creator of Patriot Street Fighter and the military civilian operation of Operation Tomahawk. Folks, I've talked to many of you across the country for the last 2 years, basically, since we've been on the road traveling. And I've met a lot of people out there who are great Americans, red-blooded, red, white, and blue-blooded Americans. that have seen what's happened to their country and seeing how it's being dismantled from the top down and wish that there was something they could do to get in the fight. Not everybody's going to be a podcaster. I never planned on being one ever. Not everybody's going to go to a school board meeting and raise hell. Not everybody's going to go to a town or city council meeting or board of supervisors meeting. Not everybody's going to go to launching protests, running for political office, grabbing a bullhorn or whatever to exercise our rightful duty to the country and protect its freedom. Those are just things that are outside of people's comfort zones. And many of us will say, hey, look, if we're going to lose our country, you got to man up, step up, and you know, you can't sit on a bench. You got to get out of your comfort zone. I, for one, totally understand the reservations people have to do anything that's out open in the public. I certainly get that myself. I learned what I figured I'd learn the hard way by coming out into the open. And that's a real thing. But also what I can tell you is a real thing is that there are other ways that you, we the people, can fight in this war without having to do those things and simply make a minor adjustment in your entire life, in the way you live your life. And that is to engage in economic warfare through Operation Tomahawk. What is that? When this idea was brought to me, it was presented to me in a different fashion. But when I saw what I saw and had an absolute no teed up, because I have legitimately no time or any bandwidth for anything else other than what we do here at Page Street Fighter. But what I saw was a picture presented to me that changed everything. What did I see? I saw hundreds of brand name companies laid out into a picture of a pie, 11 slices, and on the outside of each slice was one of these multinational corporations, 11 of them that bought all of them up. Okay. Now, what I also saw in this picture were the three overlords that control these 11 multinational cabal-powered companies: BlackRock, Vanguard, State Street. If you know anything about these companies and what they do and who they are, I probably pretty much have to say no more. That's what I saw. When I saw that and what was being presented to me, it was an absolute no for a number of reasons, primarily time. What came out of me was what I'm going to tell you right now. You, and I said this, I'm very apprehensive to say to you folks what I'm about to say, but everybody knows I tell the truth as I see it and like it is, even if I don't like it. And I said, this is one of those times I'm very enthusiastic about what you just showed me. And I'm going to tell you why. You just gave me another warfare platform for Patriot Street Fighter. We're going to go from information warfare. We're now going to implement economic warfare. What does that mean? That means instead of buying our consumer products from any of these companies, we're going to form our own walk away. We are going to shift all of our dollars. We're going to vote with all of our dollars to a company we've identified, an American manufacturing, patriotic company, Factory Consumer Direct, been around for nearly 40 years, billions of dollars every year they do in business of natural products. Whatever's in your kitchen sink cupboard, your bathroom sink cupboard, your laundry room, your bathroom itself, likely food products in your cupboard and other things, you can now move all of those out after you do the research, if you so choose to go that far, to look at all of these ingredients in all of these products, what you put on your baby's ass, on your own skin, on your clothing in the laundry, which is carcinogenic, then this stuff goes into your skin because your skin is your third kidney. And I come from the wellness industry for 25 years, and I still was ignorant or taken no action to make an adjustment like this. So I had to call myself out. I said, I'm in. I need to utilize this company as a war weapon for Patriot Street Fighter. I went to my kitchen sink, all these cupboards. I gathered all this stuff up, put it in a trash bag, out the door it went. I removed all those poisonous products. If you do the research, you will find out that these companies that put all these neurotoxins, carcinogens, poisons into their products have to publish their peer-reviewed literature telling you exactly what I just told you. However, the only thing you get to see is a relentless, unending campaign of trillions of dollars of media bullshit, advertisements, everything coming at you every day. This is great for you. not harmful for you. You should buy these products. And if you doubt me, look at any big pharma drug being introduced on your TV screen, right? Listen to the disclaimers. You can't read the warnings going across the bottom. They're too fast. Stay up too small, stay up too short amount of time. And they tell you virtually everything that you want to know to make you say, absolutely not. I don't want that drug. Check with your doctor, change your life, bring sex appeal to your whole world by taking this drug. And there are contraindications are high blood pressure, uterine cancer, gangrene, rectal convulsions, you name it. This is the stuff they put into contraindications. We are so programmed to let that bullshit go right through our ears, out of our mind. Oh, well, if it was so bad, they wouldn't put it on TV. That's how they captured us. Here's how you can get in the fight. Join Operation Tomahawk to learn everything about what I just explained to you and how we are combating this. The simple fact is there's a way to bring down these companies. You need to stop giving your money to these killers. And that's what they are. Johnson & Johnson, second lawsuit now for putting asbestos in baby powder. That's the stuff that goes on. And the things that we allow them to get away with are our fault. But now you can call yourself out. Not going to sit back and let them poison us and kill us with this multi-$100 billion consumer products industry. Check out Operation Tomahawk. Go to tomahawkswitch.com. Make the switch today. Tomahawkswitch.com. How you can make the switch and stop buying these poisons and funding these killers with your own money. It's really simple. Mike Jaco taught me this because he's a significant part of this operation. And he said to me, you're doing exactly what we did in shutting down terrorist operations and going after them. The first thing we did, we found out where the money was coming from. We shut off their cash flow and they would collapse from the inside. My game plan is all these criminals that are running these cabal powered companies that are using it to kill us slowly, no different than what you see put in the sky constantly. The water supply, Flint, Michigan, that's a microcosm of everything they're doing to us. Roundup. I mean, look at all of this stuff. Well, guess what? You take away their money, they collapse from the inside. We've got many thousands of people that came on board Operation Tomahawk last year. And in 5 to 6 months, we accomplished inside of what this company's growth track and pattern has been with people that engage. 5 to 6 months, what it takes 12 to 15 years to accomplish. That's how explosive Operation Tomahawk is. Come and get in the fight. You can't afford to sit back any longer and allow these people to steal and destroy our country and destroy our lives and your family's lives. Get in this fight. Economic warfare. Tomahawkswitch.com. Look for yourself. But this is a way that you can get into this fight. We turn this thing into a mushroom cloud when it hits critical mass. The depletion of financial resources will hit them so hard and fast, they do not have time to react. Because you have massive architecture that needs paid for. And when critical mass hits 4%, typically when something explodes, there's nothing they can do. It'll collapse them from the inside out. And those who can react, they'll be rushing so fast to get rid of their entire management and start focusing on natural products that aren't going to kill you, or they're just simply going to die. I'd rather see them die. And we spring up new companies that are patriot companies, red-blooded American companies that want to serve humanity, not destroy it. Tomahawkswitch.com. Come join us.
We did not engage in conflict that was out of line with our mission.
Is it disloyalty? Is it sedition? Is it treason to oppose the hands of tyranny? Never!
I will never send troops anywhere on a mission of that kind without telling them that if somebody shoots at them, they can darn well shoot back.
I know not what course others may take, but as for me, give me
A dark cloud is finally lifting across the world as U.S. military intelligence and their global partners are destroying the deep state criminal power structure that has ruled over our planet for hundreds of years.
We are free with the God-given rights, and we shall not yield that right to any power on earth.
Hi, I'm Scott McKay. The world is at, and I am your host on The Tipping Point.
on Revolution Radio, where every Monday from 8 to 10 p.m. Eastern, we bring you the latest in this ensuing takedown of this global criminal empire.
That's an image of strength.
You'll get the raw, hard truth here on The Tipping Point. So come join us Mondays, 8 to 10 p.m. Eastern, in Studio B at revolution.radio.